Now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fatted yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered innocent men who are not opposing you. Welcome to your weekly word. I'm Jay, and this is Weekly Word Lessons for Life, as you know. And my opening was from the book of James, chapter 5, and that was verse 1 through 6. That was the book of James, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. What James is doing there is he's proclaiming the worthlessness of riches. Not the worthlessness of the rich, but the worthlessness of riches. You know, the money that you have today, or the money that the wealthy have today, are going to be absolutely, totally, 100% worthless when Jesus comes back. You know, so we should spend our time accumulating the kind of treasures that will be worthwhile in God's kingdom. We can't take it with us, right? That's the old saying, you can't take it with you, and you sure as heck can't. You know, money is not necessarily the problem, because, you know, Christian leaders and churches and missionaries all need money to help support themselves and their families. The missionaries need it to help spread the gospel in different parts of the world and different parts of the country. You know, churches need their need money to do their work effectively. Churches need money to maintain their building. What is evil is the love of money. You can use this money to accomplish God's righteousness here on earth and God's will. But we can't use it to oppress other people. Like James was talking about here, he was decrying the rich people for not paying the people that were caring for the fields. You know, as Christians and just as human beings in general, we're kind of tempted to adopt worldly standards, and we're tempted to fall into a whirlpool, if you will, of materialism and wealth. And that's, we're chasing the almighty dollar instead of chasing Almighty God. That's right. We should be chasing Almighty God instead of the almighty dollar. So what does that tell us about the Bible and money? I think that's pretty clear that we need to be working for the good of the Lord, doing God's will with the money that we have. You know, we need to support our churches, your church, support your church with offerings and tithing. And, you know, to me, part of tithing is actually giving of your time as well. Giving of your time, your energies, and using your gifts to further the spreading of the gospel here on earth, and so that we are building up riches in the kingdom of God. You know, it's said in Proverbs 11, verse 28, he who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous shall flourish as the green leaf. In Ecclesiastes, in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 10, it says, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. Throughout the Bible, there is commentary, and the Word of God talks about wealth and money. In Proverbs 11, it says, wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. There are stern warnings throughout the Bible. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 through 19, Paul writes in a letter to Timothy, instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. And those treasures of a good foundation, those building up rich in good works, and to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation. That's not storing up stuff in your closet or in your safe or in your mattress or under your bed or in the bank. We're talking about storing up treasures in heaven. And I guess I want to close our series on what the Bible says about money by saying that there's a lot more in the Bible about money and about being content and about giving and about greed, especially. For example, Proverbs 15:27 says, he who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. In 1 Corinthians, but now I am, and this is 1 Corinthians verse chapter 5, verse 11, but now I am writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat. That's a commentary about greed. That's scripture about greed. Proverbs 28, finally, in verse 22, a stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware that poverty awaits him. That's referring to greed. So the Bible is almost endless in its topics about money and greed and giving and treasures on earth, as opposed to treasures in heaven. And especially if you have the kind of Bible that has like a concordance in the back, or you have an electronic device where you can easily search up topics, I encourage you to search up topics in the Bible relating to money. You can search money, you can search giving, you can search greed, you can search debt, you can search contentment, you can search not cheating others, all kinds of things to do with money. Working hard, being lazy, planning ahead, all this kind of stuff that relates to money and finances. That's going to wind up our series on what the Bible has to say about money. I encourage you to do further study on your own. And in our next episode, we'll cover a totally new topic. And I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you do, just drop me an email saying so. You can do that by writing to weeklyword2020@gmail.com, weeklyword2020@gmail.com. Just let me know what you think of the podcast. If you have a prayer request or any other comments or questions, feel free to include that too. I will never solicit you for anything. I might just send you an email back saying thanks, because after all, I'm doing this podcast from my dining room table. And it doesn't get any more humble than that, really. And I thank God for this opportunity, really. And I hope you keep me in your prayers, and that we can continue to do this. And because I like sharing the word and what God has to say about how we should be living our life. Till next time, this is your weekly word, Lessons for Life. I'm Jay. God bless.